Welcome to Domination Station, the premium podcast to help you dominate every aspect of life. Here are your hosts, Brock and Zeke.
What is up, everybody? We are back once again, Brock and Zeke, coming at you through quarantine.
Stronger than ever, sexier than ever, ready to dominate this fear-stricken beta world.
That's right. And we realize in this crisis, you need a real alphas to come teach you how to be alphas.
Yeah, because guess what? You're not going to become an alpha by yourself. You need help. You need paid training. You're pathetic. Do better.
Exactly. And we heard that cry from this beta world that we were not going to survive this pandemic. Brock and I decided to step in, intervene, and teach you how to dominate this quarantine.
Yeah, we have done everything there is to do in quarantine, right? We have stayed social distance. We have hit up every bar, but they're all closed. We've really tried to go everywhere. We actually got forcibly contained at the border because we tried to go to Mexico on coronacation.
I figured there'd be a gym open in Mexico.
Yeah, we thought, you know, Mexico, it's cheaper.
They're more relaxed.
Weather's nice there. Nice. We could get a nice tan, you know.
Not for the border, though. Shut us down real quick.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, I didn't realize I was in communist Russia. Am I right, guys?
So true.
You know, I don't know. First things first, if I want to go and catch corona in another country, I can do that. I should have the right as an American.
As your American right, you have the freedom to go wherever you want on Earth to get the coronavirus.
You know, because guess what? I'm not an old person who's just at risk, who's ready to just suck it up, cough up my life, and die.
But we are young, we're healthy, we're vibrant. And they're keeping us at home like a bunch of caged animals. What is this, a zoo?
Yeah, I'm not a zoo. I'm in a gym. I'm an alpha. My life's a gym. I'm ready to dominate every aspect of that gym.
Exactly. But since we are stuck at home and my mom is making me stay inside, we have decided to create a podcast again.
Yeah, we decided to resurrect the podcast. Me and Zeke are both in between jobs currently.
Yes.
I guess maybe not in between jobs, but we're both starting new jobs.
We'll get into it in detail later.
So we had some free time and we thought, what better could we do but to help the world in this scared time?
Exactly.
You got these people running around like crazy with masks.
Yeah.
You got people crying. You got people sad and isolated. Well, guess what? Come under Brock and Zeke's arms. We're going to mother hen you. You're going to eat our throw up and nourish your body with our words.
We'll get you back up to speed. So with that said, we don't know when this quarantine's going to end.
No.
But what we do know is that being an alpha never ends.
Never ends. So Zeke, what have you been doing to kind of get through this? Because of course there's a lot of life changes.
Great question. Obviously we'll get into some tips on what to do, but right now I've been doing a lot of kind of thinking about the military and stuff. So just thinking about, man, I've been training more and getting better, and my KD on Call of Duty is 1.5.
Oh wow.
So just seeing how war works and figuring out like tactics and strategies. I'm preparing myself now in case they need me out there.
Oh, so are you on the reserve?
Not officially, but I'm pretty sure they have my gamer tag in the list. I sent it to the government.
A lot of things in the army is all like remote anyways.
Exactly. You know? So I stream on Twitch my video. I sent it to army@government.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting to hear back from them. But
okay.
I feel like my training is going to pay off in the real war. So that's what I've been doing a lot of my time with. Mm-hmm. I've also been just being a nice guy and helping my mom around the house, a lot of dishwashing, mowing the grass, and things like that, because I want to be there for her. Yeah. And even though my dad screams at me to get off the couch and go do it, it's still my choice to get up and go do it.
Yeah, but guess what? You know, as an alpha, we're called to do things that other people won't want to do.
That's true.
Go above and beyond
right.
for the calling.
Because my mom or dad could have done it, and they're telling me to go do it. Mm-hmm. They need an alpha to step in.
And I know it's been hard, too, with your recent job transition.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It's just been tough because they shut down a lot of jobs, yeah. you know? And when I was at Sonic... You know, they started cutting back hours.
And you were just about to become an assistant manager.
Right? Yeah, I was so close. I was a shift lead for the 18-year-olds, and then I was about to be assistant manager. But I think they saw this thing coming because they let me go in early January.
Yeah.
And we didn't get quarantined until March. So obviously, they saw something down the line, and they started letting me go early.
Yeah, I know Sonic is one of those companies that's just on the cutting edge of market research and vaccines and stuff like that. So they saw it coming.
They decided to let me go, which, you know, I respect them. But yeah, I'm still between jobs.
Yeah.
But speaking of between jobs, well, first, what have you been doing during this time?
Yeah, I mean, man, it's been a whirlwind, I'll tell you that. But guess what? Like we've been saying, you know, being an alpha, sometimes I don't want to be an alpha because the burden is so great.
So true.
You know, because even in a time like this when I need to worry about myself, I have to worry about... other people's gains. I have to worry about all these women, about my beta neighbors, and I'm seeing my neighbors a lot more. And wow, let me tell you, it is worse than I thought.
Can only imagine.
You know what I saw the other day?
What's that?
Okay, my neighbor. He used to go to the gym, right?
Right.
And he was at Planet Fitness, right? So
is that even a gym?
He wasn't. You know, he wasn't that serious, but I knew he did weights. Okay. And I saw him.
No.
I saw him jogging. He's been jogging.
He's jogging
during Corona.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
I just was like, I have lost all respect for you.
That is terrible.
I know. I mean, can you imagine jogging?
You would still doing that cardio. Low. You've gone that crazy being stuck inside. You're starting to do jogging.
You know, and that kind of shows like who the real alphas are and who aren't. You know, because let me tell you what, you'll never catch me doing cardio ever, because I don't run away from things. I attack.
I fight.
Yeah, so outside of that, you know, we watched Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
And that changed my life.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been the same. I don't know. I think once I get out of this debt hole that I'm in from all the businesses I'm starting,
of course.
Maybe I could afford one, but I need a Tiger.
You definitely need
Mike Tyson has one.
He's an alpha.
He's an alpha.
Alphas have tigers.
Alphas have tigers. You know why?
Because they're alphas.
Tigers are alphas.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I wish instead of them, like, putting the tigers down, they could have given them to me an adult. Because I don't want the pathetic cub.
Oh, they little cub, I know what life is. But get a man tiger?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, anyway, that's what's been going on with me. I mean, I'm sticking around. You know, I'm doing things at home. I'm getting gains,
good,
all that stuff, you know, keeping it up and watching out for my neighborhood. So
that's awesome. The whole neighborhood too. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Whole neighborhood.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Because you said that, and I know I've been doing the same stuff. Let's help the listeners.
Yeah.
How do we become? How do we stay alpha during this quarantine? So we have three areas we want to hit on, and yeah, we've maybe touched on these areas in past podcasts.
It's different.
It's different though.
Everything changed.
It's a different life.
Yeah,
everything we said still stands true when we get out of this, but right now it doesn't necessarily work. You can't bring the Chuck jug to the gym.
Yeah,
you can't wear your belt at the gym.
Yeah,
you can't help other betas at the gym get stronger in their form.
Okay, but you can't do it at the gym. But don't forget, your life is a gym.
You still are. Yeah, you're still in the gym.
You're a gym. Everyone's a gym, and you're.
It's a jungle gym. You're an animal alpha.
Alpha, and so I think the first thing we want to kind of help you guys with is. Working from home. A lot of you people have never done that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are forced into it. You know, me and Zeke here, we are stuck at home.
Yep.
You know, we're working. It wasn't necessarily what we wanted to do, but it happened, you know. And
forced my hand.
And let me tell you this. We tried to not work from home, but it got pretty hard once, you know, Sonic closed down.
Yeah, when Sonic let me go, I was trying to get on at Lowe's. And they require you to be able to lift a lot, which, you know, I'm capable of. But what they also require is, like, personal skills. And I just don't have that. Like, trying to talk to people about stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, either you know where it's at in the store or you don't. Like, don't come ask me because you're a beta.
I know. So it's like they have signs for a reason.
Exactly. Look up and find the sign. Ugh. Every alpha walks in there, either knows where the stuff's at or looks at the signs and finds it themselves.
Yeah.
You don't ask for help.
Yeah.
So I turned the job offer down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was going to be $7.50 an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's above the minimum wage.
It's big money, but I just couldn't do it.
I was, you know, I'm full-time. I have my own business.
Right.
But, you know, make some extra money and get some workouts in. I've actually started being a grocery delivery person.
Okay.
You know, it's really an act of service. You know, I'm only getting like 35 hours a week. So, you know, it's not a full-time job or anything. Just a side gig.
Just a little something else.
Yeah, and it's a great gig because, you know, I feel good about myself. I'm helping all these pathetic people who can't even leave their house.
So sad.
And then I'm getting jacked, too, you know, because we're talking about jugging and chalking. Well, guess what? There ain't no chalking that jug, but I'm jugging.
You're jugging,
you know what I'm saying?
Milk,
I'm jugging.
Kool-Aid, sweet tea.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. And all those bags of the heavy groceries.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I get a Costco run.
Watch out, water.
Dude. Talk about PRs, okay? You guys have no idea. Anyways, but like we've been talking about, I've started my own business.
Yeah.
And this is actually a great time to tell the listeners again.
I think it's a great time. And again, you guys are going to like it because I'm in on it and it has changed my life.
Yeah,
so go ahead and elaborate.
So we kind of, you know, every disaster is an opportunity.
Correct.
So we kind of, I started a business. I'm a representative now at Primerica.
Yes.
Right? So I can sell you insurance, furniture, investment things, furniture.
You name it, you could probably sell it.
Anything. I mean, I am licensed in about 3 months in anything. So, you know, we want to be an asset to you. So, right, so if you're thinking, I'm just going to die because of Corona, why not take out a life insurance policy with an alpha?
Now's your chance.
Then when you die, at least you'll be worth something. And it's really been great. I mean, you know, I didn't have to, but I've been working the groceries on the side, you know, a small part-time job.
Small part-time. But
it's been great. I mean, my clients are loving it, and my mentor is loving it because I'm recruiting other people.
Yeah, I mean, you got me on board, and I love it.
Yeah, and I know you're thinking, it's a pyramid scheme. Well, guess what? You know who built the pyramids? It's a world wonder.
You go check out pyramids.
People go to the Great Pyramids on vacation.
Yeah.
That's probably their biggest tourist attraction in Egypt.
Exactly.
And guess what? They're rich.
Yeah. They're rich and they're successful and people want to see them.
Yeah.
So this pyramid scheme we're calling it, pyramids are beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, even the pyramid scheme is, it kind of has a bad connotation, but it's not like that.
No, it's not like that at all. All you did was tell me to have a recruit meeting with my friends and family, who I love and want to support financially and with our products. You told me to just schedule on Sundays. It's the best day. I did that. I got about, you know, 10 people in my living room. 0 people stuck around. But that's my first meeting. It was my first time.
Yeah.
I made a few errors, sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's all about the build, right? You can't start off benching 400 pounds.
That's true.
Right? You got to start at 300.
Correct.
I'm proud of you, and you know, Zeke has really done a great job just doing that career change. He was almost an assistant manager at Sonic, and let me tell you, you don't almost become an assistant manager if you're not serious, right?
No.
And unfortunately, this Corona happened. I mean, it just swept Sonic by storm in January.
They were way prepared 2 months before.
So, anyways, enough about that. Let's kind of go into how to work from home. But if you do want to work from home for us, we would love that.
Yeah, feel free. I really enjoy my team because Brock still gets the payments. But, like, I at least get paid, too, and I can grow my company.
Wait.
Yeah?
Hey,
what's up?
See, that's not how it's going to work. I said the pitch first. They're going to join my team.
Okay. I just don't
think
I think
yeah,
it's
don't,
on my
don't
team.
Speak up to your boss.
Okay, sorry, sir. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, we'll cut that out.
Okay, we'll edit it out. But yeah, I mean, back to the thing. We'll just, you know, see what team you get on, and that's fine. But here we go. How to work from home. A big thing everybody's using is a thing called Zoom.
Yeah,
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Zoom.
Okay.
Z-O-O-M. And so basically Zoom is a video conferencing, right? So if you can't be there in person because you might catch a disease, Zoom is there. And something that's cool about Zoom that I like is you can change out the background.
Okay.
Right, in your meetings, it automatically cuts out the background. But this is a great opportunity for alphas that people aren't really utilizing.
You're right.
The backgrounds you can put can really impress the people you're meeting with. Like for me, I put a gym as the background so people know I'm serious.
Yeah.
But I've also done things like I've put like a flowing wilderness.
Wow.
You know, so it's this mysterious, you know, mountain man who's indoors. Like, yeah. What is happening? Is he going to take me? And you can get creative, but I think people aren't utilizing it. As an alpha, we can utilize that a background that fits for you that Correct. Lets people know.
You're serious.
Oh, my gosh. This is an alpha I'm talking to. I can't mess up.
I'm not playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, and in a Zoom background works great. I don't have too many Zoom calls right now, but I will say.
Yeah, you don't have a big family tree.
No, it's very, very small.
Yeah.
And, but like you said, though, if I was on a Zoom call with you and I saw your background with something ferocious,
mm-hmm.
instant alpha, obviously.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have, like, your stupid living room with your kids in the background, like, oh, hey, Mr. Beta, how's it going? You know what I mean? If you don't have a real cool background, you just have your family in the back having a great day, like, okay,
yeah.
Watch out, scary.
I know, it's sad. It really is sad. These people are hopeless, a lot of them.
Yeah, it's pathetic. But I think another cool thing about working from home is how much efficiency and money we're saving.
Oh, yes.
Because we're not driving to the office. I'm not driving to op meetings. I'm not driving to Sonic every day. I'm literally just sitting at home. So mm-hmm. all the gas I'm saving for my mom's SUV is very significant.
Yeah, I mean, I you definitely save time.
Right.
You're not commuting.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know, hyper efficiency is what I'm all about. That's what my whole business model is. That's how I drive. You know, if it's yellow, that's green to me. You know what I'm saying?
You might have to court like four times and beat every charge.
Listen, my dad's a lawyer and he knows the judge, so I don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome.
So it really is just a blessing, you know, and it shouldn't be like that. You know, it's kind of messed up that it really, the system shouldn't be built up to where if you're being efficient, it punishes you.
Exactly.
So with this efficiency, I found that I've had more time to work out.
Yeah.
You know, more time to get my gains, more time to, you know, correct people's form, whatever it is, right? So a thing that I'll do is I'll call people and I have a workout group. We all send each other workout videos.
That's
and
true.
It helps us keep us accountable. And then it also helps me to, you know, show them how terrible their form is.
Yeah, I mean, gotta keep their form in line even when you're at home.
Yeah, Zeke's on this group too, and he's actually corrected my form before.
You have to. Alpha respects alpha.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get cut to cut.
That's it. Get cut down to be built back up.
This episode is brought to you by Alpha Sense. With scents made from ingredients like snake venom and transmission fluid, no women will be able to resist a man with Alpha Scent.
But yeah, you know, so all that, just efficiency and being able to stay on top of your daily life and daily routine, you're cutting corners, but also building something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. And speaking of which, I've been most efficient, kind of segueing over to our next topic about quarantine. I've been very efficient getting girls. So obviously we can't meet them in bars. You can't go to the gym. You can't go to your mom's book club. You're just kind of hopeless out here. And so what I've been doing, here's a tip for everybody. Social media is the number one place. And I have just gone through my entire list of friends that are girls. I'm just in their DMs. Hey, sup? Hey, sup? Sup?
Yeah, so what happens if they respond?
So, I haven't really got a lot of responses. I've gotten a few blocks, which means that they did read it.
Okay.
So, they did see it if they blocked you.
Yeah, that means they opened it.
Exactly,
least.
And that's a big deal. The replies I have gotten, they were actually catfishes. And I didn't know that at the time. Like, I thought they were real people on Instagram. I started sending money to them because they needed money. I'm going to be a great guy, a great alpha, and help them. know, a couple of $1,000s in, and I find out it's a guy.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that was kind of hard. And that's one of the, sort of the only people that responded was just two different guys that catfished me. And I've lost a lot of my dad's money, like probably about $3,000 total.
Doing what?
Well, they just need money for gas or food or like they say their car broke down, they can't pay their rent.
Okay, but so you don't even see any of these women?
I don't know. Instagram, you see their pictures, so you know they have to be real somehow.
Oh, wow. So you're taking the long game approach of like when everything opens up.
Yeah.
You're the only option.
Exactly. Like, I gave you money, go out with me. But then it turns out that they're guys.
All of them?
The two that responded, yes. $3,000. Of my dad's money wasted away.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, at least we know that your dad has a lot of money.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's not much, but it's, you know, we try to make a living. But
yeah, yeah.
The thing about it, it's a numbers game. You miss all the shots you don't take.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot who said that. It was some, I think, basketball player. But like, you don't miss if you just keep taking shots.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it's statistics, right?
It's technically -2 right now. But, okay. Because of the two guys.
Yeah, yeah. But so I mean, why did you DM them if they were guys?
Because they had pictures of girls. They're really pretty. Oh. I followed them. I followed me back.
So, like, they had a picture of a guy and a girl in their profile pic?
So, it was just a girl and maybe some picture of other girls included with the girl. Yeah. So, like, oh. You don't know it's a guy.
Oh, so the Instagram was just a full-on girl. Like, they were trying to act like a girl.
Yeah. It was just, oh, like, my girls, gosh. Girls' some name. People. Live, love, laugh as the little
oh my bio. Gosh.
Yeah, there was no guy I even knew.
Sounds so legit, too.
Sucked me right in. I should have known Yolanda. I should have realized that was a red flag, but I don't know. She's pretty. I said, hey, sup. And she started just talking to me. So, but yeah. Still, regardless of my setbacks, learn from it and realize you just got to go for every DM possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, how have you been with the ladies?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to say that it's been great.
Okay.
But it's been great.
Whoa, okay. So what are you doing?
Okay, so a little tip that I've tried, and this sounds revolutionary, but it's not. It's okay. Been a thing for a while.
Sure.
Right? So all these girls, they're used to these apps.
Right.
And all the apps are basically shut down, you know?
True.
And I tried. I mean, they think you're a jerk if you try.
Yeah.
So I tried. So what I started to do was writing them handwritten letters.
No way.
I got a wax seal.
Yeah.
Melt the wax, stamp it, send it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Talk about the results I'm getting.
A lot of responses?
It takes a few days to see. A lot? I mean, I guess it's relative, you know, because you can't send you can send a DM way faster than you can a letter.
Sure.
But a letter, I think, you know, I'm writing in cursive. I got a wax seal. I look like a freaking millionaire.
So has your mom been helping you?
My mom has been. She hasn't been helping me, but she has kind of given me inspiration.
Okay.
You know, she's got a way better handwriting than I do. I mean, my handwriting looks like an ogre.
Does it?
And you know, some people are into that, but you can't really read it, so that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is basically I'll get my mom to write and make it look like a boy, but like a charming boy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the hook, right?
That's awesome.
And then I'll hook them in with that, and then, you know, I've gotten 2 responses and I sent 12 out.
Okay.
So I'll see a jogger in the neighborhood, I'll follow them and then get their license plate number and then track their house on this website I had to pay a subscription for. It's on the deep web, okay? So don't tell people.
No one's gonna know about it.
So anyways, I get this and then I find their address and their name.
Sure.
And their history, and I can write a very detailed letter to them.
Yeah, you talk about like
with that criteria.
I'm sorry your aunt died last year. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
I can
you didn't
comfort
pay your
taxes. Them. But guess what? You know, I can find people who are just an emotional wreck, and that's the best one because then they're desperate enough to risk their lives through this.
Yeah.
You know, to at least come see me.
Well, it's sentimental. You send a letter, handwritten, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Something personal about them that you found on the mm-hmm. website. I mean, that's
you know,
awesome.
It takes effort. You know, DM is it's a numbers game, but this isn't.
This is a detailed effort. That's why I have 12 out so far.
You know, so I've gotten 2 letters back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nothing serious, you know. They wrote me the letter, you know. It had some legalese stuff, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay. Yeah, I know before we got on here, you said something like an order restraint.
No, that's That's not it. It was an order, but it was something like a good kind of order. I forgot what it was called.
Okay, yeah.
Like
restraining their love or something.
No. It was like maybe it was respirator because of Corona.
That's probably what it was.
It said respirator at some point, but it said order. And I don't know. I don't really read much. You know, I'm an alpha. Let me tell you, these women go crazy over it.
Oh yeah.
They can't stop talking about me, and that's awesome. I listen to their conversations far away, and I know. So I've, you know, it's really been lonely. Not gonna lie, it's been hard. True. But you know, you gotta adapt, and that's what we keep talking about. Life's a gym. You gotta adapt.
Right.
Because guess what? One day those dumbbells are gonna get rusty. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna get tetanus?
No.
I mean, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go and adapt to that, right? So you're gonna either wear some gloves, wear a bigger belt, or you're gonna buy some new weights with your daddy's big old paycheck.
Oh, new weights always. But honestly, during this time, guys, I encourage you. A lot of women, they are scared, they are worried, they're fearful, and you need to take advantage of that. Not take advantage of them, because we don't support that. But take advantage of the situation that they're scared and they need an alpha to step in.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, sup. Maybe just leave it something else. Like, hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Hey, supper tonight?
Right.
Maybe a little longer.
A little longer. Go to a park.
Yeah, and, you know, this is when we need alphas more than ever.
For sure.
We're in a dire time right now. Economy's collapsing. Sonics are laying off employees.
Getting rough.
Primerica branches are booming. Guess what, guys? It really is just up and down in a lot of ways, and it's madness. People haven't seen this stuff before. So the world needs alphas to run to in this time of peril. They need people who aren't scared of these regulations. Who aren't scared of catching a virus. You know what they're scared of? They're scared of being a coward. They're scared of not being able to hit their next PR. They're scared of people who are just doing things wrong.
Yeah.
Working out wrong, who are hurting themselves, who are pathetic.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's kind of like I'm scared of. Okay, let me think of what's pathetic that I'm scared of. Like, I guess, you know, like the Annabelle doll. It's like a pathetic little doll. I can beat a doll in a fight. I'm stronger than that thing. Can't bench the bar, I bet. Its arms are too short. You know, so I'm stronger than that, but it's like scary in a pathetic way, and that's why I didn't go see Annabelle the second one when it came out.
Yeah.
Because the first one I saw it was pathetic, scary. Anyways, but my point is, the world needs us more than ever.
And so with that, I think the biggest problem is with the gyms being closed. Our life is a gym, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Gains have to keep going.
Keep going.
But how do you make that happen in quarantine? I think that's very important that we address that as well before we finish up here.
Oh yeah. So like I said, I have that group call. Yeah. You can do push-ups. You can always do pull-ups.
Always.
You can always go and climb trees. You can always do chin-ups.
Yeah.
You can always... And let me tell you what. All the equipment in the gyms are still there. You think about that?
I think about that.
It's still there, not even being used. Get creative. I bet you could find a way to use it.
Like breaking into the gym?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying get creative.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I get it. I think you're going to get to what you want in life. You're going to take what you want. You're an alpha. So be creative.
Be creative, yeah.
I get it. Yeah, so one thing with this free time, though, if you're not going to work and gym and the commute time, like you said, to be efficient, now is the time to increase your gains by getting the most protein you've ever taken in your life.
Yep.
So get your dad's credit card, go on Amazon, go on powerlift.com, whatever it is, and you just swipe that sucker and get huge amounts.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about instead of driving the commute you have to work, what can you be doing?
Use that 15 minutes, like full 15 gains. Minutes,
protein,
that whole 15 minutes.
Right? We're talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because there's never going to be a time where you have this much free time to just drink unprecedented amount of protein.
That's right.
And I'm talking about get creative. You can throw that stuff in your blenders. You can throw it in your chicken. You can throw it in your rice.
Yeah.
You can snort it. You can put on cereal. I mean, I don't know. That's all I've tried. Have you tried anything else?
I tried just the powder itself.
Okay.
Choked.
My friend actually made a cake ball with it.
Okay.
And by cake ball, it was just basically milk and the protein powder bunched up and frozen.
Oh.
Yeah. And
Get creative.
Yeah, get creative.
It's time to get creative. So, yeah, I think that about wraps it up for quarantine. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, stay strong out there. The world needs us more than ever. Keep growing. Keep gaining.
Yeah, there's not an excuse to go backwards. It's a reason to go forwards.
That was deep. Yeah, I don't even know what you just said, but I loved it.
Yeah, it goes above some heads. I didn't even know what I said. I can't remember.
I mean, I think that kind of shows how smart you are. You don't even understand yourself.
Hey, there's a reason you hired me for Primerica.
Ain't that true?
So yeah, hey guys, keep going. Be the alpha the world needs now more than ever. And I think that's all we have to really say today.
Yeah, signing off. Okay, guys, go dominate.
Thank you for listening to Domination Station. Remember, alphas don't grow alone. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram and Facebook.